how you grew up and how you had to overcome so much in your life to get to this moment to become a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, I always took pride in where I'm from. I've never backed down. I know what a lot of people around the country think about the state of West Virginia. I know a lot of people hear my country twang on Sunday, ESPN Countdown, and I know there's a lot of opinions about the state of West Virginia. Well, guess what? That's where I'm from. My mama raised me in the state of West Virginia. I think I'm the first Hall of Famer out of the state of West Virginia. So you ask me really what it means to me. I think it means to me that I did something that I know deep down inside that the people back in the state of West Virginia are proud of me. And it feels good.
The people here in this state are as proud of you right now for what you've accomplished. You came in here, you held these people so close, Viking fans, so close to your heart.
I still hold them close, man. It just, one thing about, I call them the true Viking fans, because there's been a lot of downs as a Minnesota Viking fan. And, you know, me going in, I'm considered, you know, one of their own. And I hold a special place in my heart for the Vikings, for this state. I did not want to move out of this state. I did not. I just built a home. I didn't want to leave. I'm from West Virginia. I can handle the cold. I didn't want to leave here. I wanted to retire here, raise my family here, and whatever the state presented me, I just wanted to be there for them. And it's not going to change. I mean, I hope the Viking fans know that I'm still here, that I'm still number 84. And you talking about first ballot Hall of Famer, man. That's big, man. I've never really celebrated a lot or if any of my accomplishments, because I've always just enjoyed doing it. But I think tonight is one of those nights I'm going to enjoy this accomplishment. Because hard work pays off, man. I mean, you can ask any of my closest friends, families, coaches, teammates. I don't get moved by a lot. I really don't.
You talked about how you had a chip on your shoulder and used that, but you used it for a positive. How were you able to use that as a positive as opposed to having it be a negative force in your life?
Well, because I knew what going back home would feel like. And I couldn't disappoint my mama. I couldn't. And I hope my mama is happy for me now, because I did this for her. My mom worked at a nursing home for 20-something years. And if anybody out there got parents that work in a nursing home, she's not taking needles and pulling your blood. You know, she's changing diapers. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I understood the struggle of my mother. And like I said, man, it really just feels good to be able to sit back and reflect and look at being from Moran, West Virginia. We're unincorporated. It's 2018. My community is still unincorporated, okay? That's what I grew up in, unincorporated. Nobody believed in me. Nobody believed in my community. But guess what? They got something to hold their hats on to now. State of West Virginia, man. First ballot Hall of Famer, man. What else can I say? How about that?
Thank you so much, Randy. Congratulations.